And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy Saturday. Happy Earth Month. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am indeed Mrs. Green, the All Green Talk radio show where we make sustainability a fun and informative topic. And I'm like, you guys, are you kidding me right now? Tell me it's not April. Somebody tell me, Roger, I know you took January, February, and March, so where exactly are they?
I believe we are at April 3rd.
I believe we're in April 3rd. I woke up this morning like, we're not doing a show for April. The first quarter, boom, gone.
I couldn't believe on April 1st I woke up and, you know, friends were pranking me on April Fool's Day. I'm like, it's April 1st? Is this a prank?
What are you kidding me? It's my mother. It was my mother's birthday, too, and I miss her so much, and I had just a fun day, and I did play one trick on my husband, but that was it. So I have great in-studio guests today. Linda Shippick, who's the executive director, and James McAdam, who's the project manager for the Watershed Management Group. It's a mouthful. And they're going to be talking about my most passionate subject, water. And for those of you that subscribe to my blog, that you've listened to my radio show on a regular basis, that you follow me on Facebook, my number one issue truly is the planet, water. Clean water, safe water. I cannot believe that 1.5 billion people on our planet don't have access to clean water, and about 500,000 of them are children, so it drives me crazy. So I'm happy to have you. Say hi so that people know you're here.
Hi, thank you so much, Gina, for having us on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited. I have lots of questions. We have a surprise caller today that is just all about the goodness that I live in, the everyday goodness of Mrs. Green's world. The newspaper today was full of really bad news, shootings and death and dying and killing. That doesn't really, it's not the way I love to live my life. I know it's out there, but I always talk about great green news. So let's go with our surprise caller. I'm going to say it's my buddy Terry D. from the Habit Store.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I am great, and I'm excited to have this surprise caller, and I hope our buddy Mr. John Smith is listening.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than starting April than talking about toilets, right? And water saving with your guest today. It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. So this is a true story.
This is a true story. About 2 months ago, I met John at an event over at Tom Doucette's place, and he said, I'm Arizona's green plumber. And I said, that's fantastic. And I told him that we had some toilets in the store that didn't have tanks.
Right.
And within a week, he called the manufacturer and got us those tanks. And they're real low water use toilets, and we're going to be installing them in the Habitat houses within the next couple of months. And I thought that was great. John was a great asset to know. Well, it turned out last week, he had called me up and said that he was doing a project at the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
Where they were going to install double flush toilets, which every house in Tucson should have double flush toilets, I think.
Or a high efficiency one like I do.
Yeah. And so it was fantastic. So he goes to Ronald McDonald House. He does this job for them where they're going to get a great savings in water by having the double flush toilets. And then all of the toilets from the Ronald McDonald House were donated to the Habit Store. And we're going to get to resell them, and they're going to get to stay out of the landfill and get used. And one of the cool things about it is that half of the toilets are handicapped toilets, so they're a lot taller toilets.
Right, right.
And we have a long list of folks that shop at the Habit Store that say, hey, if you get one of those taller toilets, I want to put it in my mom's house or my dad's house, and it would be really convenient for them. So here they are. They're at the Habit Store today, and there's more coming next week and the week after as he continues with the project. But I wanted to call and give you a shout-out for having such a great show and being so green. But I also wanted to call out and shout out for John Smith at Arizona's Green Plumber for thinking about us.
And I think you are a doll. This is the backstory. I love the backstory. Terry D. called me yesterday, and he's saying, Gina, you're not going to believe this. I love this guy, John Smith. And I said, I love this guy, John Smith, too. Why do you love him? And he tells me this story, and it's all about the really and truly green circle that we've created here in Tucson. John is doing this thing at the Ronald McDonald House because it's one of the charities he supports. So he's not getting paid. He's going in there and doing that, as a contribution to the community. It will save the Ronald McDonald House money. It will save water. And then you get the toilets. It's the green circle of life. It's cradle to cradle. I love it. And I so love you for calling and telling the story to me last night. I'm like, I was freaking out. I said, are you kidding me right now? You have to call in tomorrow and tell everybody.
Well, it seems like all I've talked about is toilets this week. So I got to get on a different subject next week.
Okay. Yeah. We might have had it about toilets, but thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend. And thanks for all you do for the Habba store.
Thank you, too, and happy Easter.
Okay, happy Bye-bye. Easter to you, too. Okay,
Bye.
That is a great story. All right, so on a side note, is that so great? It's like he met John at this thing that we did out at Doucette, and then it's all connecting. It's all about connecting the dots, so I love it. And you meet people like John Smith, and you know he's a gentle giant. He's one of a kind that quietly goes around doing good works, and I'm proud to have him a part of Mrs. Green's world. So little side note, nothing to do with Green. I don't like pre-records. I don't like them, and I had to do it last week, and I decided I'm not going to do them anymore because I love the live audience. I love the feel. I love it when people call in. So I'm so over that. I'd rather have a repeat show than a pre-record. So that's it. I just had to say it. Okay. Sponsors. Another great story. So everyone knows one of my biggest sponsors is Chapman. I talk about him every week. So now we're doing Green from the inside out. We are doing training with the staff. Not training. I don't like to call that. We're doing the whole group, getting the corporate culture behind some of these things. And little do I know, stuff is happening, lots of stuff, wonderful stuff at Chapman without me. I met with some of their management team the week before last. So here's what I found out. They're not just selling eco-friendly cars that get rated by some independent group all the time. Here's one thing I found out. Without Mrs. Green having anything to do with it, it's not all about me, unfortunately. So they're going to bulk purchasing of transition fluid. So why do I care? I care a lot. Because they have 600 to 700 quart containers every month that are not going into the landfill. Thank you very much. And it's cheaper. And when you research Green, it's been also associated with Green is always more expensive. Not true, not true, not true. So that's one great thing that Chapman is doing. 600 to 700 quart bottles. Okay, number two, here's my story about Michael Oberstar. And I really want to call him Michael Oberstar because here's what he did on his own. He bought some contraption that I have no earthly idea what the name is, that you take the oil containers and you put them in this contraption upside down and they stay upside down. And they drain all the oil that's in them and catch it in one other container. All of that oil that would go in the landfills in these containers that are not recyclable, they will not take them because they're called contaminated containers, and we're going to get on that. My friend Colleen Crowninshield and I, we're going to live to get that fixed. So he gets his contraption, and he has recycled over 200 quarts of oil since November. I mean, 400. That's a lot. So it's not going to the landfill. It's perfectly good oil that can be used. So then he tells a friend who manages a service department somewhere in that very big, vast called the Northwest, like Oregon or Seattle or someplace. I'm not sure. And this guy buys the contraption, only he has 12 service beds that are doing it. And this is what I call the green pebble in the pond. So, Michael, you are our Uber star. So thanks for helping make the planet a greener place. One person making a difference, and I love it. And you can find all this out on Mrs. Green's website, mrsgreensworld.com. There's no way. Do we have to go to break? Roger, you are so mean to me. We'll be right back. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Stay tuned for the Watershed Management Group.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. I'm getting the countdown. That first segment flew. Loved it. I have to talk fast because I have to apologize for calling Lisa Linda. I didn't even know that I did that. And I know Lisa. Her name is Lisa Shippick. And then I know it's James. And I love it when someone is on the show named James because it's James, not Jim. And people still call my husband Jim that have known him for 30 years. And he's like, dude, my name's James. If I wanted to be Jim, I'd be Jim. Okay, Sizzle. I have to talk about it for a second. It was sold out. People were texting me. They were calling me. They're saying I can't get in. And that is a good thing. So Randy Olson is a very interesting man, scientist, committed to changing the planet, passionate, unbelievable, great discussion afterwards. So there, I'm speed talking. Have to do a shout-out for Skincare at Savanno because I love Sylvia and because she does great things for the planet. She runs an award-winning skincare salon out at Savanno, which I do joke about it. I say to her it's almost in Benson, but it's not. And there are lots of people that live out there. If you're one of them, if you're not, so what? Go and give Sylvia a call, Skincare at Savanno. Visit her website, monthly specials. And she uses Eminence, which is one of the, it's truly one of the cleanest, purest, safest skincare products that there is on the market. Elastec, another one of my sponsors. And you know what, guys? I love them. It doesn't matter if they're my sponsor or not. I'd be saying really good things about them. They are offering the biggest discount ever this month, Solar Tech Extreme, $15 off each five gallon pail. You get them at Ace Hardware. And what I want to tell you about that is it helps save the planet. It's great. It helps cut down on your electricity bill, on and on and on. What I also want to tell you about it is they're a locally owned business. Janice and Mike Ulrich are down home, wonderful folks, doing great things, employing people, paying taxes, and supporting almost every charity event that I ever go to. So you can get $15 off, and you can support a great locally owned company. Okay, did I say that it's Earth Month, which is what a great way to have Lisa and James on for Earth Month? And let's get started, because I'm sure there's things I forgot. We'll have to come back after the break. I want to announce contest winners. This show is just going to be jam-packed, action-packed, so let's go. What is the Watershed Management Group, Lisa? And what are they do? What are they up to? People don't know. Lots of people don't know. So let's give us the Reader's Digest version for Watershed Management Wannabes 101.
Thanks so much, Mrs. Green. Watershed Management Group is a Tucson-based nonprofit. And our focus is to provide programs on community-based conservation for the community. We work in Tucson. We also work outside of Tucson throughout Southern Arizona and Phoenix as well, and we also do some work abroad in India and Africa. So
I loved your website. I mean, it's like it is think globally, act locally, and you're doing things globally. Okay, so let's give an example. We have to bring it down, and James, say hi too.
Hello.
Okay, that's good. We'll be going, you know, back and forth. I want you to tell me. Let's start with one project. I mean, both of you have incredible backgrounds. You're committed to the community. If you go to the website, you can see in action some of the things you're doing. So why don't we talk about first thing, like you do consulting services, okay?
Yes, we do a wide range of consulting. Anyone can call us up and ask for our services related to natural resource management. We do a lot on water conservation, and we're particularly known for expertise in water harvesting. So if you're a homeowner or a business or a city government, if you're interested in this, we can provide you expertise, and we have a wide range of programs that people can tap into to learn these practices at the scale that they're interested in.
And I want to go back a little bit. I want to know how it started. Like, how did something called Watershed Management Group, how was that born? I know how Mrs. Green was born. So when were you born, and how was it born, and then how did you get involved, James? So Lisa, tell us that.
Well, we started, I think it was somewhere in 2001, 2002. We were incorporated in 2003.
Okay.
And the group was founded by five graduate students from the University of Arizona, all of whom went through the Watershed Management Program. One of them was my husband. So I myself am not one of the founders,
Love
but
it.
My husband was, and I got involved shortly thereafter joining the board of directors. So, you know, we started, we're Tucson-based, and going strong in that direction, and just really had an interest in giving back to the community and making these resources and expertise available to everyone.
Okay. And James, how did you get involved?
I joined Watershed Management Group in August of 2008, and I was hired to run our Green Streets program, which basically involves working with neighborhoods to create green improvements. For instance, creating areas on the street to capture runoff of rainwater from the street and grow rain gardens, street trees. and for the purposes of beautification and cleaning the stormwater before it ends up in the washes and out in the desert. And so that's what I've been doing for the past couple years.
What's your background?
I have a pretty broad background. I came to Arizona to go to school at Prescott College.
Yeah, love it. Have had them on the show.
Yeah. Loved it. I went to school in Prescott, studied environmental studies, and then I came here and I worked at the U of A as a plant person. I went out in the national parks and studied plants, and then I went and worked for Sierra Tucson, a drug and alcohol treatment center in the north part
of
town.
That's right, very famous.
And I started like a green team up there, actually. So looking at water conservation and things like that, saving energy, and realized, yeah, this is really what I want to do. Started getting a lot more education in things like water harvesting, and did some workshops with Watershed Management Group, and was like, this organization is really, it's a very young organization, and I was just really impressed with how much had been accomplished in such a short amount of time, and how cool it was that on any given weekend, you could come out and actually put your hands on a shovel and make a difference. So many people want to go in green, want to find a way, how can I take action right now?
How can I give back? Give me one green thing to do. That was the beginning of my journey. What am I supposed to do other than not use plastic bottles and plastic bags and, drink organic milk? What else can I do? So here I am living the Mrs. Green life, which I absolutely love, and getting to interview people like you that are out there making a difference. So is the number one, is the name a little bit, when I went down the research rabbit hole, as I call it, you do a lot more than just watershed management. Is that not true?
I think it depends on what your understanding of that term is, and that's part of what we do. We educate people about what watersheds are, for one, also what is watershed management, and then in particular, what does watershed management mean to us? And to us, it's a holistic style of dealing with natural resources, but in combination with social systems. So it's community and natural resources, economics, politics, it's all in one, and it's looking at things from a holistic perspective instead of putting them into compartments and saying, we're just going to look at water, we're just going to look at air, we're just going to look at transportation. No, it's all related, it's all integrated, and that's how we look at things to have more effective solutions to these issues.
I got the big green goosebumps, as I call them, because this is like I'm thinking about Becky Quintero, who works for Tucson Clean and Beautiful, and we did this thing on Thursday night. We had a ball. Terry D was there, and Becky and Jane Pointner, who was in the biosphere, and several other people, and we had to tell our story. It was Odyssey Storytelling. Well, when you get involved in this, you realize it isn't in little boxes. I was talking about how I always lived in a bubble, and now my bubble is planet Earth because it's all connected, and that's exactly what you're saying. And Becky started a peace garden, and it builds better neighborhoods. You get there, and you have this common goal, and you plant flowers, and the kids get involved, and they want to keep it clean, so it's really good. I love that my idea of what watershed management just expanded to. So let's go back to green streets. Okay, give me one example. People love to hear one concrete thing you did. Did you go down and then in dividers you planted, natural flowers and put in trees that would just be watered by rain? I've seen areas where I think somebody's been here because it looks different.
Yeah. So the one example I'll give you is the work that we've done in Rincon Heights neighborhood. So this is the neighborhood just south of the U of A.
Okay.
And they get tons of stormwater runoff that comes from the university, that comes from the streets, floods the wash. The wash flooded in 2007 in the summer, caused like $1 million in damage on 4th Avenue. So they've got water quantity problems. They've got water quality problems. There's a ton of renters in the neighborhood. And so the homeowners there are trying to maintain a sense of a neighborhood and pride. So what we did is created on 10 different blocks, places where we cut the curbs, created water harvesting basins, and the curb cut allows water to flow in off the street into the right-of-way, that earthen portion between the curb and the sidewalk, and planted trees and shrubs and cacti and grasses. And so we did that on 10 blocks, created these rain gardens. The U of A got in on it, planted it at 7 more sites. And then the neighborhood itself got a grant to create water harvesting traffic calming devices all up and down 9th and 10th Street. So basically, in the past 2 years, we've completely transformed a neighborhood. 790KMST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. That music will wake you up if you were taking a little afternoon nap. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790KNST, with so much to say, so much to say, so little time. Okay, so get to it. My tip today is sponsored by Horizon Moving and Storage, very, very good friends of mine, the Dusenberries, and they are a locally owned business that give back all the time. We call Bruce Motti the man of the year because he does so much. Here's the green tip. Create a great green Earth Day or Earth Month memory for you and your family and friends. There are so many fun activities this month that I cannot even get my head around them. I can't be at every one of them. But maybe you can figure out how to clone yourself and be at them. Every weekend for the rest of the month, I will be on the road. Next weekend, the Tucson Children's Museum. Most of all of the events are free or at 12, you know, under 12. I'm going to be at the Biosphere, children under 12. So that's that. And then I have to talk a little bit about who else won the contest, if I can even find that. We'll just come back to it, but I know I put it in here. Help me. I told these guys there's so much that I have going on, and then I dropped all my paperwork. All right, here, three more gift winners. $50 gift certificate to any Fox restaurant, courtesy of Elastec, Kathy Little. $500 gift certificate toward a solar water heater from Solar Gain, Judy Heiner. A 65-gallon Moby rain barrel from the Arizona Green Plumber, Robert Hernandez. Now, these people won the contest from participating in the Mrs. Green How You Changed Your World website contest. Check all the winners out. Probably they'll all be up by Monday. I have more that I'm going to announce in the show if there's time. But those are three winners. Check them out at MrsGreensWorld.com. And let's get back to Lisa and James because there is so much to say. Okay, Lisa. Let's talk about the co-op. You have an integrated landscape design, and I love the food co-op. That's what I think about in Tucson. I told you off-air, Tori is one of my life tutors on green, and it's food production, native plants, energy. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Waste reduction, reuse, wildlife habitat.
It's all there.
It's all there.
We have a co-op program that started about 2 years ago, and really, it's the most fun and social way to green your property. We have workshops almost every weekend, and once you sign up to be a member, membership is free. You receive a weekly bulletin with all upcoming workshops, and the workshops range from installing gray water systems, complete cistern systems. You can redo your landscape to incorporate passive water harvesting. You know, we can help you put in gardens, vegetable gardens, fruit trees. Native plants, a whole range of practices, chicken coops, you know, anything you want to do in your backyard to green your living style, we can help you do that. And we provide you a qualified workshop instructor. The fun part about it is once you get out and volunteer at some of these workshops, then you can have the volunteers at your house and you get a discount on our services.
You are kidding me.
It's great.
So when you say when you become a member, what does becoming a member mean?
You just have to sign up. Just give us your name and your email address and some basic information, then you're on board.
Okay, and what's the range of prices for the workshops?
The workshop rates discounted are $25 an hour for the staff to come out and help you out. So
that's
very
affordable. In this day and age, that's almost like free. I'm so not kidding. So like you would have someone who's an expert in chicken coop management come out and tell you how to do it?
Yep, they
come
out. Come out and lead your workshop, and you'd have 6 to 10 other volunteers out there, co-op members, and you'd actually get that system installed that day. 4 hours, get it done.
Now, you have quite a few paid staff. I see that, which is great. Not enough, I'm sure, but you have a huge cadre of volunteers that love going out and doing this also that you manage?
We do. We have a general volunteer group that you can join, and that would be to attend any of our public workshops or also co-op workshops. And then we also have co-op volunteers. I think we're about 200 people in the co-op right now, and we have 700 people signed up on our volunteer group. So, you know, we'll run anywhere from 1 to 4 workshops in a weekend. So anywhere from 20 to 100 people out in 1 weekend volunteering and getting all these environmental practices installed and at public sites, at schools, at private homes. So
it's growing. It's so growing. Just the number of emails that I get, you know, for Mrs. Mean, that's because my friend Kathy Rankin calls me Mrs. Mean Goes Mainstream. So I just want to know, okay, James, other than I'm trying to get my head around the project at the U of A, and I want to, the whole ecosystem that's created because of that, was that volunteers too, using some of the volunteers that Lisa just referred to? And who funds these kind of things?
Yeah.
Because you have to have money no matter what. I wish we were all on the barter system, but it's not there yet.
Right. So that project in the Rincon Heights neighborhood was – so I was paid.
Right.
But everything else was through volunteers. So volunteers from the neighborhood, volunteers from the U of A, volunteers from people all over town who want to learn, you know, how do I do this in my neighborhood?
Right, right.
And so that project in particular is funded by a grant from Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. But Watershed Management Group in general is funded by private donations, sponsorships from businesses, other government grants, grants from private foundations. Anything that I'm missing?
You know, Lisa, I want to stay on this for a minute because I know that a lot of what you do is not government funded. I know that a lot of the government funding is in jeopardy, especially if you get anything from the state. But the stuff that you do is, to me, so amazing, incredible, forward-thinking, and, excuse me, it will save money for people in the long run. I want to point that out. So do you have anybody on your staff that is like a fund developer? Do you have that luxury?
That I would say that's my position. I wear many hats. And
that one too.
Yeah, and being a small organization, we all get to do a lot of things. So, and all the staff are involved in fundraising. We all take turns writing grants, and we all participate in our fundraising campaigns. But no, we don't have a dedicated grant writer as of yet. So we're all kind of working on that angle. We've been pretty successful with the grants, but definitely getting support from the community through donations is very important.
Right. Building your donor base is great. So what's this drop by drop, street by street for Earth Month? I want to hear about that. I love it.
Well, we're very excited this year to be offering a whole series of events to celebrate Earth Day. We always have a big Earth Day event, but this year it's the 40th anniversary. We wanted to do something above and beyond, so we are offering 6 different events to the community throughout April, and each event's a little bit different. So there's something for everyone there. You know, we have a block party starting off Earth Month on April 10th. And that will be in the Rincon Heights neighborhood where we've done all these green practices, and we'll be giving tours so people can check out firsthand what's going on. We'll be out in the street. We're closing off 2 city blocks. We're going to have live music. We're going to have local organic food. It's going to be a great time. So that's our kickoff event. And then from there on, we have different types of workshops you can get involved in. We have a bike tour, which will be really fun activity. It's actually on the same day that Ciclovia is happening, in which the city is closing down some streets in central Tucson from car traffic. So it'll be a great day to get out on your bike, learn about some of these sites, see it firsthand, and we'll be guiding those tours. So we have a whole range of activities throughout the month.
We have to talk a little bit about that. It's cracking me up because, first of all, I feel awful that I called you Linda when I know your name is Lisa. I didn't even remember it. So I'm reading all this about what you just said, the word. Did you call it
Ciclovia?
Ciclovia. And I'm calling it Ciclovia, okay, because it's like Cycle-ovia to me. So
you may be saying it right.
No, I don't know how to say it. I mean, no, that's probably right because it started somewhere in
Colombia.
Some iteration of a Spanish word, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So how you said, I'm like, oh, my gosh, now I know how to pronounce it right. It's great. And, you know, it's so funny. People get so ticked off when the streets are closed. So now that I'm Mrs. Green, I just want to say, you know what? Get over it. It's like a 1-minute detour. Park your car and go see what's going on, and don't say, oh my gosh, I'm going to be 1 minute late to where I was going. I love that the city is taking leadership, and it's just really not that much of a difference in your big, busy life. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's like, okay, come on. So that's fun. Now, the best way for them to find out about some of these things, and to me, Earth Month, in my newsletter I wrote, because I'm very open about, like, I woke up about 5 years ago, and I thought, oh, Earth Month. I thought it was 5 years old. That's really pathetic. I wrote about that in my newsletter. I came out. It's 40 years old. And the fun things, they're not boring things. There's not one boring thing going on in the city from Earth Month. Now, the street painting, what kind of paint do you use?
That's a great question. We've had to do some research ourselves. Because this is the first time we're taking on a street painting project, and we did a lot of research. It's very big in Portland, and they have a whole program going on there, and they share their resources. They have a whole manual they've written on how to do this. So it's street painting or street marking paint, and there's one other type. But, you know, you can get out there with this paint, and we're going to have an artist, Rocky Martinez, on hand. We're going to paint a mural to appreciate the water, the environment, the wildlife, and really bring attention to some of these practices.
I know. I knew that you weren't going to be having lead paint or enamel-based paint out there, but I'm like, okay, we got to make sure all the bases are covered because it might rain. And you never know, we will have some rain, so that's really a good opportunity. How are you actively increasing your donor base? I have somewhat of a nonprofit, a little bit of a background that I did one stint there, and that's huge. So do you have one big fundraiser? Do you have a series of little ones? Are you charging admission? How are you building the donor base to support a group to be sustainable?
Well, we do. We try to do a number of outreach events per year, and while some of them, a couple of the Earth Month events are fundraisers, you know, our main push is outreach. So we do, you know, different outreach events. We've done film events at the Loft. So really getting out these activities that people are going to want to come to and then learn
raising
about
the
us.
Awareness. Mm-hmm. Raising the awareness. Okay. And I mean, it's huge. It's really good. Now, I like the whole build it virally and you go out by doing good things and then people get an interest and they're excited. So I really want to talk a little bit more about some of the other projects that you have that you're working on. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am indeed Mrs. Green. We are indeed having fun. And Lisa and James will be back with me from the Watershed Management Group. Don't touch that dial.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where time is flying, which means we are having fun. I am, and so party of one, here I am having a ball, loving talking to these people on and off air, these young people with such a message of hope and promise for the future and what they're doing to make a difference. I am not going to have time to announce all the contest winners at the Mrs. Green's World website because there's too much other stuff to talk about. So I'm going to do three more. $100 gift certificate to Chapman Automotive Dealership. Jackie Cooter won that. A G-Tech solar backpack from TEP. It is one of the coolest things I ever saw in my whole entire life. I'm like, why would you need solar panels on your backpack? And then I realized that I am a BlackBerry Crackberry head. You can hook up your cell phone, your computer. And when you're hiking, you don't have to lose the juice. And so Catherine Weingartner, who I am going to be in touch with from the U of A, won that. And then a gift basket from Vervais Salon, Melissa Miller. I just had my extreme green makeover throughout all my old makeup, of which I don't wear a lot anyway, but it was painful to get into. I'm using all Aveda products, 97% pure Aveda products. So that was pretty fun. Okay, one of the things that it is really all about you, you guys, check out my website at Mrs. Green's World because there's so much going on. I think that's why I'm verklempt today. There's so much going on this month for Earth Month that I feel almost a little bit overwhelmed. So check out my website under the events section. We put everything up or you can post it yourself. And we want it to be a green clearinghouse for everything fun that's going on. So talk about your watershed. It's a training certification program that I read about. So you can become certified trainer or certified in what?
It's the Water Harvesting Certification Program.
Okay.
And this has been in effect for about a year. We started the program last summer, and we've done a couple more since then. We just finished a program here in Tucson, and we are in the process of running a program in Phoenix right now. There's just a very high demand for training in green jobs. And we wanted to make sure that we could meet that demand and provide the adequate training for people, for professionals, to get the training they need to take their job to the next level, to incorporate these practices. So this program is about 65 hours of a mix of hands-on training,
wow,
classroom sessions, and basically getting out on sites, doing site designs, installing systems, and we have a very qualified crew of instructors. We've had a whole range of people participate, everywhere from hydrologists to planners to landscape architects, and even folks like teachers who want to teach these to their students. So it's really a great program.
You want to add anything, James? Are you part
just,
of that?
Yeah. I run the program in Tucson, and one of the exciting kinds of people who do it are people who are starting their own water harvesting businesses. So it's just exciting to me to see these kinds of jobs being created and being able to participate in that and provide training for that.
You know, I talk about living in a bubble, and I love the bubble I live in. It's the big green earth bubble. And the it's like mini-me comes out and says, okay, so you're based in Tucson, and then Phoenix asks you to go up the road and teach them. I love that. How did that come about?
Well, we had a participant over the summer from Phoenix. We do have people from out of town that
right.
come in and take this training. And
okay.
then after he went through it, he said, this is incredible. We need to have this at Phoenix. And so he got us in touch with a grassroots organization up there called Arizona Homegrown Solutions. And they got in touch with us and said, we'd like to run this program in Phoenix. We started applying for grants, and we just went for it. So basically we built up the interest and the structure through this other nonprofit organization up in Phoenix. And right now the program's going with 12 participants. So it's very exciting to see taking that structure up to Phoenix. The demand's there. They're really into it, and they actually really are very interested in what's happening here in Tucson. They see Tucson as a leader in water harvesting. So.
I love it. I love it. And it is building the bridge instead of the wall. I love that. I mean, I'm such a rabid Wildcat fan. I get blind a little bit. It's not all about basketball. I know that. Okay, so do you have to pay for the course?
Yes, you
How
do.
Much is the course?
The course is $875.
Uh-huh.
It has been cheaper in the past when we've had grants, but we currently do not have grant funding. But we're always looking for sponsors to bring the cost down for people, so it's a little bit more affordable. But we also offer scholarships and work trade to bring the cost down.
But for $875 for 65 hours, that's not like it's exorbitant, okay?
It's still a reasonable cost.
It's really a reasonable cost. And when is it starting? Do you have one starting?
We have the next one starting in May in Tucson, and then we also have one in July, which there's still spots open for.
Okay, so that's great, but 12 people. Now, do you know a guy named up in Phoenix called Greg Peterson? He has an urban farm. You talk about a character, an author, just a great guy. I actually went up there and visited him, and he might be a good connection also for help, for you to help get the word out, because he's got something like some ridiculous number, like 86 fruit trees on his little plot in
wow.
in the valley, right in the middle of Phoenix, and they're not all big. Some of them are just like almost topiaries, but he gets fruit off of every one of them. He does not waste a thing. He waters, he collects the rainwater. He's got a chicken coop. He has a garden. He's got solar. You name it, he's got it. So he'd be another good connection. There's a lot of good things going on up there. Okay, tell us about, we don't have a lot of time left, which makes me whine, but either one of your most challenging projects you ever had to do, or the funniest that was like a disaster. We like to talk about that kind of stuff too. Do you guys have any ideas? Like, oh my gosh, what do we get ourselves into now?
That's a good question. We have had some, I'm trying to think, nothing pops right off the top of my head, but I think the fun thing about our work is we work with such a diverse group of people that we're always kind of adapting to the situation and trying to come up with something that's going to work for that group. But, a lot of what we do is community building. So that's the important side of it. Not so much the end product sometimes, but more the process and teaching people so that they can replicate this and have fun doing it.
And have a different outcome than you anticipated by
sure.
working with the group and hearing that. Well, one of the things that I love is that it's not, I mean, I would love to have a TV feed someday, because everybody could see these are young people. You could see that I am not a young people. I'm just young at heart. And another thing that I think is great is that it is for children of all ages. People are getting excited about it. It's middle-aged, it's old, it's young. It's really, people are getting on board and they want to be involved in the conversation. That is one of the things that we talked about after the film Sizzle. People, if they liked the film or didn't, if they loved it, if they hated it, being involved in the conversation to me is being engaged. And here I learned that watershed management is not just about water. Now, what about, have you had Brad Lancaster involved? Is he a consultant? I mean, he's been on my show, and he rides his bike to the airport. That's my thing that I remember about Brad Lancaster.
Yeah, Brad has been a big support to the organization, and he is one of our instructors for our water harvesting certification program. He also advises on the curriculum of that program. He's spoken at several of our events.
And he'll be out at the block party on April 10th as well. So
okay, he knows. Now, before I go, I cannot believe this, you guys. Good luck. Anybody that wants your website, say it once, but they can always contact me, and people do. So what is your website?
It's watershedmgformanagementgroup.org. Watershedmg.org.
And it's a great, colorful website. And I told them off air they need to follow me on Facebook and Twitter right up there front and center. This week, you people, you guys, everyone listening out there, 2010 Greenhouse Crop Production and Engineering Short Course at the University of Arizona from the 5th to the 9th. Growing Solutions for Tomorrow. I can contact you. You can contact me about that. Have a great Green Week. Happy Earth Month. And tune in again next week live from the Tucson Children's Museum for our Earth Day celebration. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. Thanks for tuning in.